The Wrangell Medical Center's board of directors fired the hospital CEO yesterday. That's despite the fact that nearly every board member was recalled in a special election earlier this week and due to leave office. The dispute over the hospital board and leadership has divided the community of Wrangell over the past year, and there is no indication the rift will heal anytime soon. KSTK's Charlotte Duren has been covering the mess and joins me now. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, Lori.
So, Charlotte, take us back over the last few days. What has happened in Wrangell?
On Tuesday, we had our special election for the recall of 8 of our 9 hospital board members. Unofficial results on Tuesday resulted in all 8 being recalled. Just today, we had our absentee counted, and it now is clear that the official results are that all 8 have been recalled. The next day, on Wednesday, we had our hospital board meeting, a regular board meeting. It was the board's potentially last meeting, and the meeting carried on as usual, and then right at the end of the meeting, after they came out of executive session, they motioned to fire hospital CEO Noel Salray, and they approved it and fired and terminated his employment at the Wrangell Medical Center.
And that CEO had a new contract in place. Tell us about that.
Yeah, just about a month ago, his contract was revised. It happened just after information that a recall was going on. His new contract upped his salary to $185,000 plus. It had some revisions that he would be paid that for 5 years on, that he couldn't be fired for anything he had done previous to March, and that if he were fired without cause, he would get a hefty severance package that totaled over $1.2 million in both health and salary payout.
Is that legal?
Right now, that's unclear. His contract has not been approved by the city, and at this time, it's kind of unclear if that contract is legal, if the board's termination is legal, and if any of this will actually carry out. Right now, the city is talking to their lawyers, and right now everything's just trying to be figured out. The board is recalled, and the CEO is terminated. At this time, the hospital CFO, Alinda White, has taken over in his place, and I guess everything's just trying to be figured out at this time.
Charlotte, how much has this divided the community of Wrangell?
It's really divided the community. There's two sides. It's the hospital, or it's the city, or those who are indifferent, and, you know, right now the community really is very polarized at this point, and it's going to take a lot to get it back to where it was.
Well, and this isn't a large community. Do you think the residents there can eventually move forward and heal from this?
You know, from what I've been told, there's been a lot of, you know, contentious issues over the years, from, you know, the timber issue, then to the Nolan Center, and now to this. You know, I think eventually the community will move on. I think at this point, you know, there's a lot that's unclear. Many community members just want to see a new board get in place and see some of these issues get resolved, see the USDA loan come through, and just kind of see the project move forward. It's, you know, at this point, it really comes down to the community just wants a new hospital. We need one. Our long-term care at the hospital needs a lot of work, and we're just looking to get a new hospital. And, you know, if that takes a new board and a new CEO, then that's what the community is looking for.
All right. Well, thanks for the update, Charlotte.
Yeah, thank you.
Charlotte Duren is a reporter at KSTK in Wrangell.